Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, where we bring on an individual or group of individuals to share their story with you. Today's story is an interesting one because I try to bring people from all different walks of life to you with different sets of background, different sets of ideals, different amounts of money to start with and everything. This one's a rather unique and interesting story because this individual has a little bit of what I have inside of me, which is this desire to build things. Yes, this is an engineer. And as an engineer, which I am not, but maybe should have been, you have this constant desire to build things. And if it needs improving, you know, it needs more. If it's not perfect, it needs more improving. And if it's a nail, it needs a hammer. And if, you know what I mean, it just got to go on and on and on. But that keeps life interesting. It gives them something to do that makes their life worth living. Having said so, this individual started out as, get this, a engineer that worked for the space station, building the space station. Interesting, great story, and would have been a great career, but for some reason, which we'll get into today, his investment side of his life wasn't quite up to snuff. So we'll bring him on today, Michael Johnson out of Georgetown, Texas. Michael, welcome to the show again.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Yep, you hit the nail on the head. Love to build stuff. So appreciate you having me on today.
It's an addiction, isn't it?
It is, yep.
You build something, you complete it, and then you go, okay, that's it, I'm done. And then about a day, two, three, maybe not even that, you get an itch. Or maybe they overlap. You've already got another one you want to work on before you finished one.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, unfortunately, that's true too.
So let's go back to the beginning for people that are just, you know, tuning in. I haven't heard your story yet. Great job, Boeing Aerospace, space station, exciting. What happened that brought you to us?
Well, I'd spent, like, 8 years on space station, putting money away in the 401k, you know, 12% of my income, getting that company match, you know, like we're all taught to do. And then this was down in Alabama, and both my boys were born there. And the oldest one started to pick up a little Southern twang. And so I decided, well, maybe it's time to take him back home, get near the grandparents. We went back to Oregon. That's where my dad and my mom were. And spent the next 21 years working at Hewlett Packard in a little town, Corvallis, Oregon. And, you know, continue that 401k investing strategy. And then year 2000 comes along, and we lost about half of it. And boy, that's a tough hit. You know, you got, like, I think I had around 400,000 built up, and to lose that much of it, it was hard. So I took the ostrich approach. You know, you stick your head in the sand and you just don't look at it. You know, you trust the experts that it's going to come back, which it finally did. You know, by 2008, I had my 400,000 back. Well, then shoot, it happened again. So a big stock market crash and lost another half. And about that time, Hewlett Packard was branching out, and they wanted to consolidate all their software engineers. I'd become a software engineer when I went to Hewlett Packard. And they said, hey, we're going to consolidate you all in Austin, Texas. So my wife was pretty happy about that because it rains a lot where we were. So we moved to Austin and heard Del Walmsley on the radio. It's like, hey, we need you to you know, come learn how to retire in 4 or 5 years. I'm talking, well, that sounds pretty good to me. I'd sold my home in Oregon, and it had been paid off. And so we had this cash, and I knew I wanted to invest in real estate. I just didn't know how. Didn't have a team. And that's when we went to your little free workshop. And the rest is history from there.
Do you remember the first impression when you came in? What caught your attention? You know, being an engineer, you have a certain outlook on life. What caught your attention? What was the aha stuff?
Boy, in that free workshop, this has been 12 years ago now. Just that, you know, having the team available that you could actually do it. you know, I'd read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad a number of times. I knew that, you know, wealth building was in real estate. Cause that's where 70% of millionaires come from in this country, is from real estate. So but you know, how do you do it? There's no, I didn't have a mentor. And so that's really what I was looking for, someone to hold my hand, you know, for those first few deals that we did. And that's what Lifestyles provided, you know, somebody to give you the confidence and the courage to go out and buy a rental property and deal with renters. You know, it's not that hard once you get taught how to do it.
So the free workshop's one thing, but the two-day, that's just massive amounts of information thrown at you. It's like engineer soup.
Yeah.
So do you remember anything from that just struck you that, boy, that's the way I want to go right there?
I think the multifamily side was what really excited us, that you could buy a value play or even yield play back then and tweak a few things and make the value of that thing go up. You know, it's almost like artificial. It's not like you're buying a property and crossing fingers that the entire market is rising, you know, getting the equity capture from that. But it's that you're actually able to buy a property that's has some stress on it, you know, not managed properly or not maintained properly, and do a few things to it and increase the value rapidly. And then that cash out refi piece was super exciting. It's like you get this huge check and it's tax-free. And, you know, I didn't believe it back then. It was my first deal that I got into. It was like a 360-unit apartment complex down in San Antonio that I was a small investor in. And a year and a half later, we did a cash out refi and I got 150% of my investment back. You know, it's a $119,000 check. It's the biggest check I'd ever seen. And put that in the bank, and it's like, okay, how much do I got to hold back for taxes? And I waited and waited. You know, it's like 6 months before we finally did our taxes. It came out that it was a tax-free event because it's a loan, right? It's a cash out refi.
Right.
And then I was, you know, finally able to reinvest the rest of that money.
Now, I think I know which property that is. That property's still around, isn't it?
Yeah, we still own that property. I think our, to date, you know, from my original investment, which I think back then was $80,000, we've gotten 3 times our money back out of it. And when we sell it, we'll probably get another 4 times, another 4X on that original investment. So it's been
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. 7 times your money from that deal. You ended up with a bunch of single family houses. I think it says here 6 single family houses.
Right.
What was that all about? You're doing all this passive stuff and hitting them out of the park. Why did you go and do single family houses also?
Well, when we first started, I wanted to try everything, right? Lifestyles teaching single family and multifamily. So I actually went out and that first year bought 3 single family homes and 3 multifamily passive deals. And next year after that, I think it was another passive deal and then maybe another couple homes. And
okay.
I stopped, and then it was the 6th home was actually a flip home that I did with some partners.
Your first deviation.
Yep. And then, you know, because you don't know, the multifamily takes a while to get going, and it wasn't until almost, you know, that's 2 years later when you find out if you've got a home run or not in multifamily. Mm-hmm. So by then, it's like, yeah, wow, this stuff's great. I'm going to stop buying single family. And now I'm just waiting for the right time to unload the single family so I can dump it all into multifamily because it was doing great. But that's, you learn that lesson like 2.5-3 years in.
So where were your single families owned at? What city were they in?
I had bought 3 in San Antonio. So, and I live up here in Austin. And then 2 of them were nearby here in Round Rock. And then the flip house was also San Antonio.
So how did you do on these properties?
Did pretty good. One of them I held, the one up in Round Rock, I held for 1 year and made $20,000 on that. That was a subject to purchase. So it was a little bit outside the box. The other ones were my very first single family home here was in Round Rock, and I think it was $13,000 out of pocket. We had $13,000 approximately in rehab. We had to redo the foundation. It came with a tenant, and I had to move the tenant out temporarily while we redid the foundation for a week, put him up in a hotel, and then moved him back in. I think I bought it for $90,000, and 3 years later, sold it for $160,000. So big equity gain. They were steady payers the whole time. So that one was definitely a home run. San Antonio, we did pretty good on all but one. One of them was a nice neighborhood, but the house we bought was freeway frontage. And it was right near the old office there on, I can't remember the name of the road down there. But it's freeway frontage house in decent neighborhood. But when we went to sell it, you know, it's freeway frontage, and you're just not going to get the prices that you would if you were one block behind us in the nice neighborhood. So that one was kind of a break even after 3 years. But lesson learned, location matters when you're in single family.
Absolutely. So I'm trying to narrate this in a form that we can keep it interesting and maybe show what lessons did you learn in what order to build your confidence and so forth. Because I'm going to go right now, I'm going to shoot to the end and come back to where we're at right this moment. At this moment, it says here you own 43 active multifamily deals, 43 different deals. So yep. We've talked about two.
So yeah.
Let's try to understand, if you could, explain to people, you've done these six houses, and you've done, how'd you do 43 deals? And I assume some of these have sold, right? So you might have done even more than 43?
Yeah, I've done like 75.
Holy smokes.
A lot of them have sold. Yeah. So a lot of, in 2020 and 2021, a bunch of them sold. So had a lot of cash to reinvest. So I did a lot of investing in 2022 with all that, which was the peak of the market, unfortunately. So those properties are going to be operating for a while before we get a chance to refinance or sell those. But yeah, we've had a big year in those 2020 and 2021.
So let's talk about, you decided to go and be a lead investor, which is the syndicator that puts the deal together. How did that come about?
Well, we had a bunch of friends that were syndicators, you know, in those early years. And when I retired in 2016, which is kind of an interesting story, it was, you know, we had enough passive income by then, and that was, 4 years into lifestyles, that my passive income now was equivalent to my engineering income. So I told my boss one day, it's like, hey, if you ever have an early retirement, let me know, and I'll consider it.
I think that's a good place to break. I want to bring you back and explain that story on the other side, because that is incredible. We'll be right back with Michael Johnson and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it. Want to build wealth, impacting your family for generations? Del Wamsley and his Lifestyles Unlimited team are educating folks just like you how to become real estate retired, even winning awards like Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
With over 33 years teaching real people the roadmap to real estate retiring, we want to meet you. Join Lifestyles Unlimited for $297 and save 60% off the regular price. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297. That's $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Michael Johnson out of Georgetown, Texas. And as sometimes happens in the radio business, the best story comes out right before the break, and the hard break took the story out. So we're going to go back to it and share it again if we can. Michael, before we went to break, I asked you, why did you decide to become the lead investor after doing so many passive deals and so forth? And would you start back up with the story you were giving that got crammed into the break?
You bet. Yeah, so 2015, I'd created enough passive income that it equaled my engineer salary. And so I'd gone into my boss and said, hey, looking for, potentially retiring sometime soon. So if you got early retirement or, any other kind of package, let me know. And then February of 2016, he calls me into the office on a Monday morning and hands me a pink slip and said, well, I hope this is good news. And so it was a bit of a shock because I didn't see it coming. I'd requested it, 6 months earlier. But so like 2 weeks later, I'm out on the street. So my wife's like, well, you're not going to sit at home all day. So what are you going to do? And I had a bunch of friends that were leads and they were like, hey, come join the club. So I went through the lifestyles training, got my lead certificate and went out and looked for a property. And by the end of 2016, purchased a 64 unit in Austin, Texas, and ran that for like 2.5 years. We bought it for $5.5 million and sold it for $6.5 million. I had 30 passive investors with me and we all came out okay. It wasn't a home run deal. I think we made 7 to 10% per year on that deal. So at the time it was probably my worst deal. It was an old 1969 property, in kind of a rough part of Austin. We had homeless encampments just down the street. So we had some challenges, but in the end, we did all right.
What year was that?
That was a 2016 purchase and a 2018 sale.
Okay. So what did we learn from this? There must have been some learning curve in here. I mean, other than, okay, this is the first one I did myself, and I learned how to operate a property and everything. But was there... point of view change from this point?
So as far as operating a property, it's a lot of work. And so that's what I, for me, having other people's money is, and taking care of it, is something that, for me, it was added extra pressure on me that I, at that point, since I was already retired on real estate, it's like, I don't need this extra pressure. And by then I think I had 30 deals. So, it was definitely a challenge, and that's always good to have in your life is, something new to learn, some challenges in life. But it's definitely a lot of work, and so it gave me a lot more respect for the job that the leads do, especially the super successful ones, because, it's not simple. You have to be on top of it. We had third-party management I did for that one, and I'm keeping tabs on them, and I'm still down at the property 2 or 3 times a week. Was not very happy with them, and we finally fired them, and I got one of our top lifestyle leads offered to come in and manage the property. So once we did that, the next year was a breeze. So having the right management company in there, if you're going that route, definitely made a difference. So that final year was great. Had the property 100% occupied for almost the entire year before we sold it.
Excellent. So I'm going to take you back one click backwards that I probably should have touched before we got that far. But that is, you walk into the office and tell the boss you're ready to retire. How old were you then?
I think I was 55 at the time.
And what does a boss say to a 55-year-old saying, I'm going to retire? I mean, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, he was a little surprised. And, back then I was so excited about it. I was holding lunch and learn meetings at Hewlett-Packard for anyone that wanted to learn about real estate and how to retire in 2 to 5 years and trying to get them on board. And, I'd have a couple people show up at these little lunch and learn things. I'd put little flyers up around the office trying to generate income to get, drive people over to the 2-day.
They actually let you do that?
Yeah, they let me do that. I had to be careful on how I crafted it. But
boy, I'm surprised they didn't fire you sooner. You think about it. You are creating doubt in the minds of the workforce, right?
Yeah. Well, it was just add to your income, using real estate in a passive manner. So it wasn't trying to retire people in 5 years.
I get
that part over, but just add to your income.
Okay. So let's talk about how you timed your money. And what I'm talking about here is, did you have a psychological system for how quickly you got into the 75 deals, et cetera, et cetera? I think you know what I'm talking about. In other words, was there a plan to this, or was it just like hit and miss?
So, you know, the strategy is keep your money working. You know, don't have it out in your bank account too long. So anytime a deal would sell, you know, we'd get $100,000, a couple hundred thousand would come back in on a sale or a refinance. It was like, okay, we got to, and actually I'd start, you know, it's coming several months in advance. So I'd start looking for a new deal to put it into. And, you know, by 2016, there's quite a few deals to choose from. So I'm looking at everything, analyzing to some extent, you know, talking to my lead friends until something came along. And then once the money from the sale would come in, it would go right back out into a new deal. So there was not a lot of downtime. You know, keep your cash working.
Gotcha. So the next question I want to ask you is, I'm going to ask you to do something an engineer just doesn't like to do, which is to make a generalized statement of something. I'm going to ask you, you started out, you said you had 400,000, 401k got crushed to 200,000, so we're taking a base of 200,000, and we're now 12, you came in 2012, it's 24, so that's 12 years later. I'm just curious, you spent your entire life to get to 200,000 in net worth. Now you spent 12 more years outside of the workforce. And I'm curious what the net worth would be. Now, I understand in actuality, unless you sold the 43 deals you're in to know exactly what equity you get, the fact is no way to know what the actual value is now with the interest rates moving around. Forget all that. Just in general, the money you put into these deals, the money you have, the stuff you own, all the businesses you've put together now, which we'll get into in a second. What would you give me a round net worth estimate so people out there said, hey, we're not, this isn't get rich quick, but hey, I went from 200,000 to some number. Give, I'm not holding you to it, just so people can understand.
Yeah, so I think since joining Lifestyles, I did some, you know, I have a spreadsheet that tracks all this stuff. I think I was doubling my net worth every 3 years. And so right now we're up between 6 and 10 million. Net worth.
There you go. So you work until you're 55 and you got 200,000. I just wanted to show how different it is once you figure it out. I mean, you figured it out and now you know how to play the game, which we're going to bring us on to the next thing. All right. You've got passive investments. You've retired. You decided you didn't like being the guy that goes to work and make it happen every day. So you still have creativity needs. And we went through 2022, which was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm going to invest in this year because everything went just disaster for 22. 23, we knew what was going on. Now by 24, stuff's coming back around for us to get into. I'm buying two, by the way, in the next 2 months. So, but during that time, it looks like you've done some other things. Share with us how you psychologically went to different types of businesses. And I'm not, by the way, for those of you who are listening out there, I'm not recommending you go to different businesses. Real estate is plenty fine to keep you retired for the rest of your life. But we've got an engineer here. Like I said, I own many different businesses. What do I own? I own 12 real estate sales companies where we sell real estate to people. I own a software company, right? I own 16 different commercial buildings. So I own all kinds of stuff, you know, along with the consulting company and a finance company. I actually own a finance company. So there you go, Michael. I just bared my soul to you. And, and I'm asking you, as a builder of businesses, what happened? What went through your mind? And give us just a short synopsis of what kinds of things you're playing with.
Yeah, and I, when I talk to people about this, I want to make it crystal clear that, you know, I have a strong foundation in passive income and real estate. And so, you know, with that said, you know, I still want to build things. So I ran into a construction company that builds, you know, they're a nationwide group, but they're doing a lot of stuff here in my hometown, Georgetown. They're building apartments. So I got into, I think, seven different deals with them that were building, you know, 200, 300 unit apartment complexes in the Georgetown Round Rock area. And so it's kind of fun. I can drive by and see the progress and see the stuff being built. So that's something, you know, as an engineer, it was fun to see. And we haven't sold any of them yet. Two of them are now complete, and they've filled them up, and they're operating them. And we're just waiting for, you know, cross fingers that the interest rates drop a little bit before we start selling them. And that's when we'll get some income. Those do not have depreciation, so there's no benefit that way. It's just an equity play. You know, we'll hope to double or triple our money if we sell them. Also did recently a bar in Nashville, the new John Bon Jovi bar that just opened up in Nashville. So a friend of mine turned me on to that opportunity, and I put a little bit of money into that. Just as kind of a fun thing to do. Put a little money into some oil wells up in New York. You get 100% depreciation that first year, and maybe you hit oil. Well, luckily we have, so that just started producing in the last couple of weeks. So just kind of a little smattering of different things in the area. You know, not a whole lot, you know, a couple percent here and there of your total net worth, nothing big, but just kind of keep life interesting.
Yeah, that's what I figured when I saw that. I get it. You know, there's other things out there, and especially when you have one bad year in the market, you know, you go, what can I do this? I got to stay busy. I know the market's going to come back. That's not a problem. Like I said, I'm buying two more right now that are closing pretty soon. But while that's going on, you're going like, man, why would anybody, you know, buy when the only way you can afford to buy is with adjustable rate mortgages and, you know, interest only and.
Yeah,
the price, it's the highest price it's ever been the entire life of history of real estate, you know, and then my brain goes like, you know, I'm not the smartest guy. I'm not the sharpest blade in the drawer, but some logic here says that 2022, 2023 was not a very good time to be putting a lot of your net worth into something. So we went through that now, and then you want to be interested. Hey, it looks like they're kicking us out, Michael. Thank you very much for coming on the show. I appreciate it, and I hope to see you at Expo. The rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle, and Michael's got it. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.